race of druids. No one knew who they were or what they would do. Okay, I think we can officially kick this off now. I'd like to welcome pretty much all of you to the Phone Losers of America 10th Anniversary Spectacular. Now, before we go any further, I just want to... I'd like to ask for a big round of applause for Emmanuel and 2600 for putting this whole mess of a thing together. We're really into it. And it gives us a chance to do things like express ourselves in various ways. We were looking at some of the design work, like those of you who saw the Off the Hook broadcast before. They were talking about the designer by a great friend of mine. Her name is Jen, and she designed some wonderful iconography, including these fist logos that, I think perfectly represent Hope 5. They have the five fingers, the five. So we thought we'd integrate it just for the purposes of this panel with some other iconography. So if you would do the honors.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so this is a perfect integration of I think what we hope to do and what we hope to accomplish today. Let's
do we have to be drunk first?
Let's start off with some introductions. My name is Rob T. Firefly, formerly known as Rufus T. Firefly. I've been a hanger-on around PLA stuff for ages. I was a staff member on the United Phone Losers spin-off scene. On the now-deceased phonelosers.net, which if you visit now, you can see a wonderful domain harvesters, services that they have to offer you. To my starting on the wrong side here.
Yes.
This would be Eyeball on the end.
And yeah, your right, his left. Leo, aka Eyeball, you might know me from HCK2 on the conspiracy panel, and I'm on Off the Hook every once in a while when I bother to show up. So yeah, and all you from the New York City meets know me because I live there. So nice to be here.
Yeah. Rocking.
Thank you.
A little bit of applause.
And the next guy is a close personal friend of myself and of all of you. This would be Murdoch.
Hello, I'm Murdoch.
Hi, Murdoch.
Hello. Oh, am I supposed to talk into this? Thank you. I've been around with the PLA since 1998, participating on various web forums and prank calls, conference lines, and what have you. Been around since 1998, and now I don't really do anything. I'm a worthless layabout.
Yeah. Okay, and here is another good friend, good to his mother, good to authority figures, and...
Oh, do you know that?
Yes, you are. He is known as Big E.
Hello. You can catch me on Haxer Radio, the PLA forums. I was with PLA first a few years ago with Roy, the Telnet thing, and now just with Cal. Pretty much that's it.
And on the far side of things is another wonderful, superior human being to us all and an inspiration to be around. You may recognize his name. He is kind of well known. This is Judas Iscariot.
How you doing, everybody?
My first encounter with the PLA was, I don't even know how long ago, just reading up on text files, learning how to red box, and just recently I became a moderator for the PLA forums.
You killed my hero.
You killed my hero. Okay. Well, we'd like to start off on a basic note, a very basic note. And it's one of the most tried and true and respected tricks of the whole subculture. Recognize that?
He's what?
The DVD. Yes.
Yes, I'm letting
okay.
It.
Okay. It's
Windows XP, dude. Yeah. Don't cut me some slack.
It's the big button.
The big button.
Yes.
Start.
Well,
it doesn't say start. I don't know. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna turn it on in a second.
This man taught me everything I know.
Yeah.
And everything he knows. Between us, that's a lot of things.
Lots.
Yeah, two is a lot.
So I'll start by saying a couple of words about Phone Losers of America.
That, folks. That was my bad.
I'll start off by killing my friend. Then I'll say a couple of words about Phone Losers of America. They merged onto the scene roughly 10 years ago with the posting of some text files on underground BBSs and even the fledgling internet of the time. They were commonly known as are they a joke? Are they not a joke? Let's watch.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Minus things set to the projection monitor?
What we're about to see at some point is a video presentation. It's a little dramatization, if you will, with some very classically trained actors who are also close friends of all of us here. And I really have to thank them for their support and their donation of their time and their skills to this cause.
Oh, okay? Shit.
Okay, you can start this now.
I'm trying. God damn. Oh, okay, there
you go. Told you.
Yeah. Now I don't have a screen.
This is what you would see if you bought one of our...
I can't see it.
This is an advertisement. We have commercials.
Make it laugh.
That's why you need me, Doc Richardson. The sound on this DVD, we have to say, is horrible. I'm smart
as tough as Texas. If we can boost that up.
And this Friday, at the Pontiac Silverdome, I'm going to prove it. Jim Adler, I'm calling you out. You come to me, baby. I'll show you who's the toughest. I'll show you who's the smartest. Bring it on down. Friday.
That's our faithful web host, Evil Cow. Let me do it. There, it's okay. On. Everybody shut up.
That's fine. Yeah,
enjoy the movie.
Make it a bit louder.
A little louder.
Louder.
Sound on the guitar.
Questions, we got blank stares.
What's that pull those in stock? They're $5.99. They must be on clearance or something.
Okay, I'll take one, please.
Okay, hold on.
You guys not too bright.
You got that right.
You, get the box. You have hands.
Thanks. Yeah, there you go, man. I hope you enjoy that.
Okay, and here's your money.
Thank you.
It's
The bath here. Cool.
Later that day.
So, how does it work?
We just gotta find a payphone, dial the phone number, and when it asks for money, we press the buttons and it pays you to put money in.
Kick ass! All right, well, yes, let's try it.
All right. Fucker.
Please deposit $3.85.
Okay, go.
Here, next quarter, just because I like you.
That's funny.
Thank you for using AT&T.
This is AT&T Corporate Security. We noticed that you're stealing services from this payphone. We'll be dispatching security forces.
Whoa, dude! That's AT&T! They say they're gonna send security or something!
They're not gonna send security. They always say that just to try and scare us.
You sure?
Yeah, they just do that.
Okay, so now what?
Hang up and try again.
Okay.
The PLA site said
that
it did it.
Damn the PLA!
Damn the PLA!
Damn the PLA!
Elephant, of course, the adventures of Elephant and Bird. Bucky Bird and Elephant were
sorry, I'm a little slow tonight.
It's 11. It's past 11 now.
Past 11, yeah.
Don't quarter
after 11, we're allowed
to
be a little slow, I think.
Yeah.
And as are all of you, allowed to be slow. But anyway, that was Elephant and Bird. And I think we could all take their adventures and their trials and tribulations to heart in this case.
Well, it sure was more entertaining than a takedown.
Yeah. It was more entertaining than takedown. Which if you might not know this factoid about takedown, it's actually Hackers 2, if you look it up on the file
yeah. Yeah. That's what I got off of Kaza. Yeah.
Talking to the mic.
Sorry.
Talking to the big end.
The big end?
Yeah.
Much like real life.
Yes.
Sorry. I want to play. Which one are we going to play now? Happy birthday, or
we could go with happy birthday.
Okay. Did they come here to watch videos?
Yes. Well, if I can discuss this for a moment.
Yeah, discuss.
We'll have a brief discussion period, followed by maybe a question and answer, followed by God knows what.
Jello wrestling in the network room.
That of course was PLA's own Red Box Chili Pepper, as Mr. Elephant, and our own Evil Cal as Fuzzy Bird. Now, those two could not be here with us tonight, but they are here with us in spirit, and probably over the stream, and yeah. So a big hand for Redbox Chili Pepper and Evil Cal.
Give it up.
They're the heart and soul of PhoneLosers.org, and a couple other parts as well.
Also, the two people who walked past the payphone when they got Redboxing, that was
Evil
them.
Cal and RBC2.
Yeah, apparently some famous director used to do that or something. But anyway.
What was his name? Alfred Hitchcock?
No, that wasn't it.
No. I'm lying. Sorry. Sneaky.
Turning your okay. Light. So what you saw there was red boxing. Now, I don't think I really have to explain that too much, but
actually,
yeah, I'm not going to explain that at all.
I'll make a quick comment. Because Redboxing still works, but people keep saying that they don't work from pay. Doesn't work from payphones. When in reality, it's the actual method that of redboxing. Like in the video, they just pick up the phone, dial the number, and redbox. But in real life, that doesn't work because a the handset is muted, or just the actual switch doesn't recognize redbox. Well, I don't know why. A lot about the payphone security measures, but. One of the older methods that people use and probably still works today is they used to dial 411 back when it was still free, and they asked for a number, like they give the person's name, they get back the number, then they push 1 to for 411 to connect them, and when 411 asks for money, they were boxed into the handset, and because the phone call was already made and the operator answered, the handset was unmuted. Therefore, you could redbox. And redboxing has become from what I understand, easier now from payphones because apparently some payphones now, specifically in New Jersey, don't mute the handsets.
Not like a growing trend or anything. What they usually do is have a live operator on the line.
But
sometimes that's confusing for people.
I mean, like, nowadays, you could, in certain parts of New Jersey, you can just go to a payphone, dial a number, and redbox in without doing anything else, and then it'll go through.
Yeah, but that's New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, that's too far away from here to try.
Yeah.
They got to attract people somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes,
wait,
we have a question.
Oh. They have to?
Wow. They have to, because I was an operator for Verizon. I know that they can't say no. The operator cannot make a value judgment decision on that.
They used to.
Really? That's interesting.
I know the operator said she wouldn't put my
call. For those who couldn't hear that, We've just been told that operators, whether you're redboxing or not, are not allowed to make the judgment call and have to let your call go through.
Yeah, Verizon operators.
Yeah.
Verizon operators.
Yeah, not like Quest operators.
This was some years back, maybe, but I can tell you back in the 80s, I remember doing a tape recorder deal at a school I was in, and the tape wasn't quite the right feed, and the exact effect of the operator, I'm sorry, we cannot accept your recording. So, I don't know. Maybe it changed.
The problem...
But did you have to report them to security?
So we will not be turned down.
Yeah.
We will not be undersold.
Yeah. Wait, but did you have to report them to security if you suspected toll fraud?
Okay.
No, I mean... Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So redboxing, of course, was an integral part of the PLA's birth. Is ACTS still in use anywhere? What do you guys think?
Honestly.
What?
Yeah.
But they mute the mics and do other funny things so we can't be bothered that it wasn't one time.
That does seem to be the consensus. So, moving on. The PLA has not always been known for phone-related pranks and stunts and things. What you saw just now was a dramatization, but they've also become quite well-known for their live pranks. One of which we're about to see. This was the classic taking over a fast food restaurant's drive-through radio.
Pause it. Oh, pause it. All right.
Yeah.
And we put it over to screen.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what you're about to see is taking over a drive-through radio. I think it's all pretty much
self-explanatory. No. This is a happy birthday where they put the sign on.
But
they just have a scanner.
Okay.
They're not TX anymore.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, they didn't use anything technical for this one. This one's just
a random prank.
This is a normal real-world prank that anyone can do.
Pretty good.
And it's pretty self-explanatory as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sing happy birthday to the drive-thru person and receive a free meal of your choice. Have a nice day. The man. is our own Redbox chili pepper.
Could I just get a large, or I guess a large Coke and a medium Coke?
I'd rather large Coke right now. Two medium Coke's okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Is there any hot apple turnover to that today?
No, just the Coke.
277, thank you. Please on a window.
Thanks.
Go up and give that lady a five.
They should give her a premium. If I was the manager there, I would.
Happy birthday, dude.
We've exhausted our DVD, but we still have a CD-ROM.
Yeah, there was another video that they did where they took over a Taco Bell with a modified Yaesu ham radio, much like they saw in Freedom Downtime. And, we sort of got inundated with emails. How do you take over Taco Bell? How do you take over Taco Bell? Yeah, can I use my
scanner.
FRS? Yeah, can I use my scanner? Can I use my FRS radio? Take over the Taco Bell. Yeah. I wish we had that video with us, but we don't. The FCC came and bitched us. Which calls were each what?
Okay. So that was not a very technical prank at all. So
it shows what ingenuity the PLA has, that it's not just about phones, it's about general comedy, to be quite honest with you.
Anybody can go ahead and do this. Very low tech and very easy to do.
Yeah, which is why a lot of tutorials and what you just saw, feel free to consult with either of us privately over the course of the con.
But that's the reason that the PLA has been such a draw for people. When people just start getting into it, it's kind of like a draw to people. And if people go off from the PLA and they do better stuff.
We're a springboard.
We're
a gateway.
But some of us get trapped here, and we do panels at Hope 5.
Some of us are, some of us never move on.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a comment.
I was listening to some of the recordings on the website, and some of them you guys were actually answering technical support.
Do
you want me to say that?
There's some various features in the phone system.
Better go to Murdoch here.
Yeah. Cool. What we did was Bell South let you do a lot of remote call forwarding.
Yep.
If you just call Bell, their business office, and you usually got to have the name of the business, the address, and like you got to fake a manager's name.
You have to ask me a little bit before.
Yeah,
you got to do
a little social engineering to do that. But it's basically, and Bell South will give it up real easy. And we did a, what is that? No, not all that.
I'm just fucking around.
Yeah. But Bell South will let you in Quest 2, are two very easy ones to remotely call forward numbers to. And we got, movie theater.
Hotels.
Hotels. A hotel's auto parts store.
Do you want to
hear some of these?
What's are they came for?
Yeah. Basically, after setting up
these are just sound clips, so you don't have to mess with the video feed.
The remote call.
Close your eyes and visualize what's going on.
If you put the video feed on, we'll all have to look at his Winamp skin, and just we don't need to do that.
I have horrible music taste. All right, this is a auto parts call.
Hello, auto.
Yeah, I'm looking for a carb kit,
a carburetor kit.
Yeah.
For what?
89 Dodge Dakota.
89 Dodge Dakota. Why don't you walk your ass in here and get it?
Volume?
Okay.
What the heck are you talking about, buddy?
I'm talking about you quit being lazy and talking on the phone, coming in here and picking up your precious carb kit for your piece of crap Dodge.
Why are you giving this attitude? I'm just asking for a frickin' price on a carb kit.
Oh, you don't need to use the word frickin' on our phone. That's bad language.
Yeah, I know. You know, you're talking to a 16-year-old.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
We are Christians here, sir.
A jerk on the other end of a phone who doesn't know that.
Now
you're obviously
fucking
getting pranked
on the phone right now talking to me.
You're obviously not knowing you're getting pranked on.
Am I getting pranked on? Didn't you get your own fucking carb kit for a piece of shit Dodge?
That was probably near the end of the night when we were getting bored and auto parts store was about to close. Mm-hmm. And we just decided to get real mean with the customers, but we're not that mean.
We somehow found ourselves receiving auto parts calls.
Yeah, we received hold on, do you want to play the theater calls? Those are kind
of throw in a couple of theater ones. This was a movie theater which shall remain nameless, and this was the line that you would normally call to get the recording of what movies are playing at what times. But instead of that nice friendly recording, they ended up getting us, pretty much.
I gotta find it. Hang on. Talk some more.
Talk some more.
Nice cover, Murdoch.
Why didn't my mommy love me?
About 7 months ago, so some of the movie titles are out of date, obviously. Yeah.
Thank you. Someone was calling. Help me help you. Please, you help.
What's the time for, SWAT?
For what?
SWAT?
Speak up. Speak up. SWAT?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what SWAT stands for?
No.
If you can tell us what it stands for, then we can tell you the movie times. Can you ask somebody in your family?
It stands for Special Weapons and Tactics, okay? All right, now the movie theater times are 14, 13, 11, and what's that? Oh, G.
We for some reason, all the 14-year-old kids wanted to know what the movie times were that Saturday.
That's crazy.
Hi there.
Who is this?
This is Pizza Hut. Did you get a wrong number?
This is not Pizza Hut.
I am too, Pizza Hut.
No, you're not.
I've got pizzas on the grill right now, right in front of me.
Pizza on the grill. Excuse me, pizza don't cook on a grill.
Oh, you're smarter than me then.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot for not knowing how to cook a pizza.
I have cops out my building, 3 cop cars, and they're going to... You can get in jail for this.
I can get in jail?
You can be put in jail for threatening people.
You don't speak very well. Is that why you're working there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Pick up apparently, at least I don't threaten people.
I didn't threaten anyone.
Yes, you did.
Did not?
People are calling me, and you're threatening people.
No, I'm not.
Who should I believe, you or them?
Probably me. I'm pretty trustworthy.
Yeah, right.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
I'm not telling you my name.
Please.
Who are you?
Well, this is Kyle. Pizza Hut, can I help you?
Is this the movie theater?
No, it's Pizza
Hut.
Yes,
it sure is. How can we help you?
Oh, I just want the listings of the movies. I didn't know.
Which movie do you want to see? Because I'm not going to tell you all of them.
Oh, okay. Cabin Fever?
I'm sorry. Are you over 17?
Yes.
You are 17. Can you read off your social security number for me?
Well, isn't it just see what time the movie is? Because usually they're not recording.
I need your social security number for you to make sure you're 17.
Oh, well, I don't have my stuff. I'm calling from home. I don't have my stuff with me, like right here.
It really is kind of important. Could you possibly just try to get that real quick?
What?
Hold on. And her mom calls back about 5 minutes later.
What am I? Can I help you?
Yes, hi. My daughter just called to find out what the... Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
To find out what the movies are? Well, you just asked her the Social Security number.
Oh, that would have been Nathan. He's also worked here.
Okay, well, I'm going to report him because he's not supposed to be asking that.
Well, he needs our Social Security number so we can confirm how old she is.
No, you never ask anybody's Social Security number. That's against the law to ask people their Social Security number.
Well, how are we supposed to know she's over 17?
You ask for an ID when they get there. You don't ask over the phone. That's against the law. You could...
But could she give me her ID over the phone? I get her driver's license number.
No, it's against the law. So you guys better stop it right now.
What, to ask for ID?
To ask for somebody's social security number. It's against the law.
Well, we just have to find out if she's old enough.
We
can't have kids.
Nope, I'll report you guys if you do that again.
Well, we will do it again.
Bye.
That's our policy.
Nope, bye.
That's our policy, bitch.
Of course, with our own Murdoch and
yeah.
Red Box Chili Pepper.
Yeah.
Once again.
As you can see, we spend our Saturdays on the telephone.
We're lonely people.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a comment.
Did you guys ever hear about the guy that they're looking for? He calls like department stores.
Oh.
And they're trying to charge him with rape by proxy.
No, that's is that the Wendy's guy?
He called
as a guy who calls fast food restaurants and tells the managers that the employees are stealing and makes the that he's from the FBI and the employees are stealing and he makes the managers strip search the employees and amazingly
yeah.
the managers comply and
yeah now I'll, now we at the PLA can't of course condone this type of behavior nor were we involved in it but I just got to say that's the kind of news stories we need I think yes sir.
Where did you guys have these calls forwarded to that
it
wasn't able to be traced
back
to
any
user records?
It was a public voice bridge, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The 435. Yeah.
For those of you in the know.
For you, yeah.
Should we go ahead and give that
okay, another thing that started up rather recently, one cultural meme that's been and gone, and for some people hopefully will stay gone, is the flash mob. Now, we decided to take this concept... And we actually would have to leave the house for that, and we didn't like that at all. So,
it so scares us.
Yes, we decided we came up with a little something called the phone mob, which my dear friend Judas will now elucidate.
Basically, what a phone mob is we get a group of people together and pre-plan a target, such as a radio show, anything call-in where you're going to get press and media, and people are going to hear it, and you get all these people together, and you come up with a fictitious story or a plan.
Judas, closer to the mic, dude.
Come time when the event kicks off, everybody calls in simultaneously, basically crashing all the phone lines and getting our voices on the air to deliver our message. It's been pretty successful so far. I think we have a couple calls from that.
Yeah,
recently,
we have the one where we took over the AM station.
Yeah, we recently did one that was very successful on a program called What's Your Bid? And this was being broadcast, I think, out of Illinois.
Yeah, what's your bid was about.
Yeah, what it is it's kind of like a garage sale put over the radio. People can call in and bid on stuff that's already set up by the radio station or donated, and we ended up getting on there and causing a little tiny bit of havoc.
You want to play it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. What's your bid?
I want to bid on the anal cactus juice for $3. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, my number is 465-4545.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. What's your bid?
Oh, hey, I'd like to bid on the cactus collection for $9 million. And my number is 349-174-97324.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Power bid on Midtown and power bid on the Mosaic. 594-229. Hey, what are they talking about, cactus?
A couple of comedians this morning, I guess.
Oh.
I see Mark with 9-5. I have other things to say about them.
Well, they think they're cute. If they're that cute, well, tell them to come on, bring out their $1 million bag with all the money in it that they can collect with cactus.
All right, thanks. Good morning. What's your bid?
I'd like to bid $10 million.
Good morning. What's your bid?
I would like to bid $48 on a carton of cigarettes and a pack of light.
Good morning. What's your bid?
I would like to bid 27 pesos on the saxophone lesbian.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
I'd like to bid $5.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Yes, I'd like to bid on the cactus. The cactus is good.
Good morning. What's your bid?
I would like to bid 40 rubles on one of the children from the children's party.
Good morning. What's your bid?
I would like to bid 50 rubles for the saxophone lesbian.
Instead, why don't you find something else to do besides play on the phone like you're 10?
Good morning. What's your bid?
Village 466-5961. Yeah, stay off the telephone if you don't want to play with the game.
Thank you. That's still a bid of $26 on the Village Inn. Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus. And cactus.
How about a life?
that went on for about 45 minutes.
Pretty much.
No joke, 45 minutes worth.
If you guys want to hear the rest of that, we have all these clips on the phone.
Yeah, we have media CDs for you to have.
We have our PLA media CDs. We have a limited supply, but at the end of the panel, just come right up and grab one.
Yes.
We can't afford cases or anything, but it has all our prank call clips, all our video clips, and a snapshot of the website, the entire contents of the site, and some other stuff that I don't even know about.
Every archive of the site since it's been up since 1997.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So good stuff here. We also we have time for a couple of trivia questions, which we have something that's, I think, kind of cool. We have the last two remaining original design PLA T-shirts. This is an out-of-print design. It will not be made anymore. You can see it on a couple of people today.
Model, baby.
Yes. And for those of you old enough to remember when the phone book had this anti-drug advertisement on the back that said, "Mom and Dad, I use drugs." This is our little version.
Mom and Dad, I'm a phone freak.
Yeah.
Or no, I screwed the telephone company. Yeah.
We have two of these, and to obtain these, we just have a couple of, I think, really important trivia questions, things that we should know. The first one, and show of hands, please don't just scream anything out.
Pickles.
You're right.
That's
correct.
Give that man a shirt. Just kidding. You get nothing.
You get nothing. Except our undying love.
Yes.
But are there any Gilligan's Island fans in the room today?
Oh, yes,
three of you. Cool.
Awesome.
Okay, well, no, there was an episode of Gilligan's Island that featured, as the main theme of the episode, a certain tried-and-true phone freak trick. It's even one of the colored boxes. Now, if anyone knows which trick of the phone freak trade was the basis for a Gilligan's Island episode, yes, in the back, sir. Can you explain? Be more specific, please.
that's just as good, except it was a conch shell.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They use the coconut beige boxing?
Yes, beige boxing.
Yes.
Okay.
Miss!
Yes.
Thanks.
Our Our second trivia question. Do we have a second trivia question?
Let's just make one up on the spot.
Okay.
Play something old.
The Hackers movie.
No, Hackers movies.
The names okay, of yes.
Are there any fans of the wonderful cinematic piece called Hackers?
This will be way too easy. We've got to make something really hard.
Is it the...
Mm-hmm. Take
now, this one is really hard. Once again, don't just call it out. Show of hands. One of the actors in Hackers later had a very unconvincing turn as a tough guy in a Melanie Griffith movie. Can anyone name him?
Wait, that wasn't a Melanie Griffith movie.
Yes, sir.
That's an easy question.
Michelle Pfeiffer. They're interchangeable.
That's an easy of a question.
Okay, Michelle Pfeiffer movie. He was in a Michelle Pfeiffer movie in which he played a tough guy. Yes. No, I'm asking for the
actor's name.
Who was in, yes, with the power glove. Which I love. Nope.
No.
No, I'm sorry, it was not. It was not Ricky Schroeder, but that's kind of close. Yes.
She got it.
We have it.
Yes.
Renoli Santiago wins you a shirt. And that's probably the best function he'll ever serve ever again in life.
No, he was in Con Air. Did you ever see that flick? Yeah.
He was
the gay chick, or the gay dude he looked like a chick, with the M16.
And I think we actually have, this man is multi-talented, he can actually do an impression of Renoli Santiago.
Come on.
Okay, for this piece,
do we need to...
My good friend Leo here will be playing the part of Joey, the neophyte hacker.
Okay.
And, you will be the Phantom Freak, the King of 9X.
Yes.
And scene.
Well, my script, I don't remember the script that well, but, yes.
Improvise. One more dude out of you, I'll smack the shit out of you. I told you, that's why your mom addressed you, but I tried to save you from myself. And you got me nervous while these people up here.
I'm sorry, it must be the green shirt.
Yeah,
makes people excited.
Yeah, okay.
Should we play? I think we should play some other stuff.
I think we could. The Hackers movie.
Yeah,
which
for
we are now
Q&A.
Doing.
With the PLA.
We got to waste time.
Yes.
Not CDC.
We have one other thing, which
Oh yes.
Okay, this is an official product. No matter what it may look like, it's an official PLA sticker that purely by coincidence resembles the Cult of the Dead Cow sticker with red marker all over it. We were so embarrassed when we saw the CDC stickers, and so we only have one of these, which is actually two of these, but first one to raise their hand gets it.
Wow!
Right there in the no alien shirt.
No, he won the T-shirt.
Okay, so right there next to the guy with the no alien shirt.
He'll just give it to the kid with the no alien shirt.
What? There you are. Use it well. Imagine our disappointment.
Do you
want to
do
Q&A?
Yeah.
No. Cactus.
Okay.
If anybody gets up and says cactus, I swear to God.
We'll love you forever.
Yeah. We'll love you forever.
No CD for you.
And if anyone wants to explain cactus and everything behind cactus, well, I'm sorry, we won't.
Yeah.
So, questions and answers. We have a guy with a mic over here, so ready to run at the first sign of question. For anything PLA related or anything non-PLA related, if you just need advice on something in your life, we're also good. Yes.
Oh. You seem to get a lot of like really formulaic responses when you're harassing people via telephone, just like people informing you that what you're doing is illegal and people mocking you and saying that you're acting like you're a child. Are there any other standard formula responses that you particularly like?
Yeah, we get a lot of fuck yous.
Yeah.
Also, a very common one is, we're tracing this call.
We're tracing this call. I have caller ID.
I work for the FBI.
Like that fucking matters anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of formulaic responses. But,
formulaic responses.
But with the incoming calls, we get a lot of candid responses, though. You'll find all of those on the media CD.
On the CD, which is completely free, but if you'd like to give us money anyway.
Censorship? No, that's bad.
That was just the names. So
yeah,
I mean,
that was the names of the theaters and businesses.
To protect the guilty.
Very, very guilty.
Are there any other questions on any subject whatsoever? Yes, in the red shirt here.
Whereas Logic Box, we love Logic Box.
We miss Logic Box. We miss Logic Box. From Logic Box.
Actually, no, hold on. Yes. Logic Box got kidnapped by Tanist.
Oh.
Yeah, back in 2000, and as far as we know, still locked up in her basement.
Last we saw Logic Box, actually, he was at DEF CON, and he had a photo taken with Carolyn Minow, and we really don't know what happened to him after that.
Wasn't that DEF CON 8?
One of them.
That was like that was 4 years ago.
DEF CON N. I don't know.
Yeah. We had the con.
But yes, we miss system failure and everyone involved. So if any of you ever hear this ever, Logic Box, Pinguino, any of you guys, we love you and we miss you. And come back home.
Yes. Aww. The children come miss back you. To the PLA.
Yes. Any other questions? Any other answers? Oh. Yes, sir.
Grab that mic.
I'll ask you a real question here.
We're not prepared for that. I'm sorry.
We don't do real questions.
That's the next the next panel is for.
This past week there was a hack that came out for VoIP and caller ID.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Is it the Vonage one?
I don't know. I really didn't look too much at it.
That was basically what that was a hack regarding spoofing caller ID through voice over IP protocols. And how they went about doing that was subscribing to a voice over IP network and
closer to the mic. Much closer to the mic. Just put the mic closer to you instead
love
of moving
the mic.
Closer.
In your mouth.
He's great at parties.
Yes. Basically what they did was they subscribed to a voice over IP service and on the back end had a box set up. There's a Linux distro. Actually program that you can run called Asterix, which mimics a PBX on your box. Using that and some complicated VXML scripting, you can actually program your caller ID into that, have it dial up through the voice over IP protocol, and spoof caller ID.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Cool.
Really.
Well, if you're going to DEF CON, Lucky T25, Rigel 5, and
Strong Carlson
are doing a talk on that.
Yes, and they're also good friends of all things PLA.
Mm-hmm. Well, not Lucky. Lucky hates us.
Well, yes, but that doesn't mean he's not our friend.
But we don't hate Lucky.
I hate most of my friends. Ask them.
Yeah. You're the only PLA groupies here, though. As
roadies.
PLA groupies? We get groupies?
That's what Tron says.
We get the leftovers.
Should we give out the VoiceBridge number, or we should give out the website?
Yes, we should give out the website, which is www.phonelosers.org. Most of this content up for free download. And if you're too lazy for a free download, here's a free CD with most of that stuff on it already. There are also our wonderful high traffic forums, which you can find at cal.phonelosers.org. And that's about
VoiceBridge.
No, the voice.
We still have 10 minutes.
No real VoiceBridge.
Let's play some pranks.
My battery just died.
Your battery died?
My battery died.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's it, you're fired.
You didn't bring the badger?
I'm leaving.
I'm shot. Okay, let's read articles from the new issue of 2600.
Yes. No. Binary Revolution, they like us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can find most of us on accounts or also Binary Revolution forums, www.binrev.com.
/forums.
But, I mean, you can just click
Miss
on the link.
Rev.
Oh, wait. So, you know,
is this,
on the
is this just like the law fold-out in Team B?
Just so you know, little trivia fact, on the latest issues of 2600, if you hold it up to light and the glare, they have words over here. This one says, obey, and the issue with the army guy carrying a blue box on the cover, that says, on his helmet, it says honor. But you can barely see him, you gotta hold him up so the light glares off the cover.
Sort of like a hologram.
I mention it for a reason, because Emmanuel does trivia questions at the end of the closing ceremony to the hope ceremonies, so I'm betting that he's going to ask about it, because nobody mentioned it in the new letters forms.
You'll be tested on this later.
Yes. Yeah. So you better be taking notes, and we know where all of you live.
And I know that all missed a really great panel over in A, too.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
missed Pirate Radio for this.
Yeah. Our great friend, Jen Punk, who is also the designer of the artwork for this, is running a wonderful panel on Pirate Radio. You all missed it to come here. So I think you all deserve a big round of applause
Thank
for
you.
That.
And now, karaoke.
But, yes, we have one more question, I believe.
Are you guys leaving?
Lock the doors quickly.
Look, lock the doors.
When you come back, bring pie.
Yeah. You guys usually train for the prank calls or like the videos or anything like beforehand?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys train beforehand?
Quick, run! Run to the
run
CD!
Run to a customer.
Get the CD!
There's free shit! Go! Go!
Whoa! Plenty of CDs to go around. Plenty of CDs.
It's a flash mob.
Okay.
Throw the CDs like Ninja Stars. Everyone, open your mouth. Open your mouth!
One. Split them up among whoever's near you.
Does anybody want the PLA DVD or can I give it out? Sorry, no DVD.
One of them for our great friend, Iconoclast, ChristianHacker.org, I think is still good. Yes.
Give me CDs.
What they don't know is that these are all blank.